cash, every movie costs $2,184.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Backtracks Theme Music. My name is Corey Marcia, joined as always by my good buddy John Mariano. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing great. You know, last week was a fun episode. I was really excited to introduce something new to you. It's weird. We don't always break the format where, usually we keep the order of who goes first, who goes second. And I might have just screwed it up now, by the way, I intro this, because you could have edited it any way you want. But the other part of it is we broke the format because normally we both have seen the thing we talk about. But I desperately want you to watch Smallville. And my hope is that I did enough selling on that show that you will.
It worked. I can't say I've watched it yet because we just recorded that episode about 10 minutes ago. And we're doing the second. We usually record two of these at a time, folks. So John has absolutely convinced me. I'm going to go check out Smallville. I'm going to see if my daughter wants to start a rewatch with me. It sounds like a great show. But tonight, I think, is going to be a great one as well because we've both seen this thing. And not only have we both seen it, we've both chatted with the writer-director. Way back, for anyone who's actually gone back and listened to us in order here, I was teasing. I wanted to do a classic song from a movie that came out in 2014, to which John was immediately like, oh, you're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm like, nope. I'm talking about a different classic song and a different classic movie, both Canadian. I want to talk about the 2014 film Wolf Cop. That's right. One of my favorite werewolf policeman films ever created by my good friend Lowell Dean, who's a guy I got to work with a little bit up here in Saskatchewan. I still work with his brother, Adrian. And we've had him on a podcast talking about Wolf Cop. And the song I wanted to do comes from a Canadian artist by the name of Lawrence Gowan, who back in the 80s just went by his last name, Gowan. And this is a big song for us Canadians in 1987. It's called Moonlight Desires. And it also is featured in one of our favorite scenes from Wolf Cop, and that's the sex scene between the buxom young lady and a werewolf inside a prison cell. John, maybe tell the folks a little bit about the story of Wolf Cop.
Look, Wolf Cop, we watched it live on one of our old shows, and I was so excited to see it. And I pitched it, I think, to Corey that I wanted to see Wolf Cop, at which point he's like, oh, I know the director. I know the writer director. And like, oh, I'm very aware of that. Like, I think I'm taking a deep cut of something that I'm like, oh, I really want to see this movie. And like Corey's like, oh yeah, I'm very familiar with it. And he had seen it and he's telling me all about it. And we watch it and I fell in love. There aren't a lot of great werewolf movies. There just aren't. Like, I love werewolves. I love the mythology of werewolf. But the werewolf movies usually leave something to be desired, don't fully embrace the mythology. Wolf Cop leans hard into all of that. You know, there's a police officer. What's his name? Because I didn't do any research. We're doing this on the fly right after the last episode. And I do love and adore this movie, but my facts are going to be all screwed up right now, people.
Lou Garou is the name of the police officer.
Lou Garou. I knew it was a nice rhyme. It's brilliant writing. And Lou Garou encounters a werewolf early on in the movie. And he gets scratched or bit. And very quickly, Lowell doesn't mess around. Very quickly, you know, we get werewolf and Wolf Cop, right? And it's so good. The transition from man to werewolf in this movie, I will put up against anything, including an American Werewolf in London, which to me set the bar early. You know, all due respect to Lon Chaney and what he did for his time, like, or Lon Chaney Jr., I should say, to be very, very specific. I have an affinity for werewolves. And I have never in my life, the thought has never crossed my mind that every body part transitioned from man or woman to werewolf. And Lowell gives us a close-up shot of a man transitioning to a male werewolf. And the reason why we know it's a male is we get Wolfcock. And it is so remarkable, the special effect. And the art, it's an art form. Lowell transitions it to an art form. Lowell's use of music in this movie, his comedic timing, you know, comedy is like song in that, you know, there's a rhythm to it. And Lowell has such an intricate understanding of comedy that beat by beat, I'll put this movie up against any of the great comedies of all time. You know, and it's enough of a horror where you could call it a horror comedy, you can mesh the genres, but pound for pound, one of the greatest comedies of all time.
It's really fantastic. And it was followed by a sequel called Another Wolf Cop. For you 80s cop movie fans, you might recognize that as kind of being a play on Another Stakeout, which was a sequel to Stakeout, starring Richard Dreyfuss and Emilio Estevez. Another Wolf Cop is out there. Kevin Smith is actually in that one. You talked about the wolf transformation scene. I want to shout out Emerson Ziffel, who is the makeup supervisor on both Wolf Cop and Another Wolf Cop. He also worked on the Power Rangers movie from 2017. So he's gone on to some bigger projects, but he's worked with Lowell Dean quite a bit on the Wolf Cop films. And Lowell Dean, I wanted to bring this one up, especially now because it just came out, John, that I was actually chatting with Lowell about coming on this show. And he said, yeah, absolutely. But I'm going off to kind of shoot this thing. I won't be around for a while. And so I was bugging him like, oh, it's Wolf Cop 3, isn't it? You're going to do Wolf Cop 3? Yeah, Wolf Cop 3. He's like, he just laughed and said, nope, something else. And that something else is a movie that's going to be called Dark Match, which stars Jonathan Cherry, who is in, he was in Goon. He's also in the Wolf Cop films. Sarah Canning, Michael Eklund, and Chris Jericho is starring in this film. I'm going to read you the plot description here, John, see if it's something you might be interested in. Dark Match sees a small-time wrestling company accept a high-paying gig in a backwards town, only to discover when they arrive that the community is run by a mysterious cult leader with devious plans for their match.
I mean, you had me with Lowell Dean directing a movie called Dark Match, because I knew it would be wrestling, because I just, even watching Wolf Cop and speaking with him, I know where his fandom and where his heart lie. Knowing Chris Jericho was involved and some of the other actors that you listed, especially ones that Lowell has worked with before, God, I can only imagine how great this movie is going to be. It's going to be a love letter to Canada, a love letter to wrestling, and also a dark comedy as only Lowell can do it.
That's right. I believe they're done filming now in Edmonton. If you follow Lowell Dean on Instagram, every day he's posted a different behind-the-scenes picture from this mysterious project, and they just announced it like a week or two ago, what the project actually going to be. Actually, 3 weeks ago, December 16th, it was announced. So we have that to look forward to in 2023. There was that, and also I just saw Styx live in concert, and Lawrence Gowan currently tours with Styx. And they even do a Gowan song as part of the Styx set. But Gowan has kind of taken over the Dennis DeYoung role in Styx. He plays keyboards and he sings, you know, the bigger songs like Come Sail Away and things like that. And they do a Gowan song as part of the Styx set. They didn't do this one, but Moonlight Desires was a big song in Canada in 1987. Hit number 10 in the Canadian top singles charts in 1987. A great song, and it works really well within the context of a werewolf sex scene. What do you say, John? Let's take a trip down memory lane and reminisce about Wolf Cop while listening to Moonlight Desires by Gowan. So it's obviously a very 80s sounding ballad, you know, not breaking the mold there in any way, but think back, John, to the scene where you have the moonlight coming in, you know, through the cages of the prison, and, you know, a young lady is trying to bed Lou Garou while he's, in his werewolf form.
Well, I just want to help people out because I you had asked me to kind of review the plot. Normally I do that, and I just wrote a love letter to Lowell instead, basically. But you know, Lou Guru, before he gets bit, is just an alcoholic police officer in whichever region of Canada. Is this Regina? It's supposed to be.
It's a fictional town of Woodhaven, and Lowell doesn't really say it's shot right in and around Regina, Saskatchewan. So we could assume maybe Woodhaven's in Saskatchewan.
So, but the idea is, Lou Guru is an alcoholic cop, kind of on the outskirts of where somebody like me from New York would be. Like, you know, there's a lot of people, so it's a smaller town, and he's a drunk. But when he turns into a werewolf, his werewolf form isn't the mindless wolf man that you normally see. It retains his intelligence. So as Corey's saying, he beds a woman in this movie. It's not that a werewolf has sex with a woman or just that. It's a werewolf with Lou Guru's personality and his alcoholic tendencies and everything. It's like, we'll sleep together basically as a werewolf. And she's really aroused by it's like Teen Wolf. Like, it's that scene from Teen Wolf done in an R-rated movie where Michael J. Fox has sex with the lead of the play. It's very much like that, or an homage to that, but this is the reality of that she fucks a wild dog basically.
And very much reminiscent of maybe the 1980s film love scenes. It kind of reminded me a little bit of the love scene from Top Gun in a way.
Oh, it's shot very artfully. And you know, the movie feels like a very 80s movie. Like, it's just a true homage to 80s movies. So Lowell, you know, will make reference to different 80s films in certain shots. So I have no doubt that it's Top Gun, you know, or even, what was it, 9 1/2 weeks with Kim Basinger, along those lines of what he's referencing there. But it's also, like, from a plot standpoint, very much like, oh, I want to bang the werewolf. But the reality of that isn't like, I'm just banging a hairy dude. It's I'm banging a dog.
Well, and there's a twist in there too with the character Jessica, I think, who's screwing the werewolf in that. I won't ruin it. Everybody should go see Wolf Cop. So let's check out a little bit more of the song here.
Love your sights, dead in line with my
So I think one of the strengths of the film is its retro feel and style. Like I referenced earlier, that it's a true homage to 80s movies. The soundtrack very much has that 80s feel. The special effects are done with practical effects and not a lot of CGI. How do you feel that this song and the soundtrack in general feeds into that nostalgic feel?
Well, because for us Canadians, it is like this song was a hit in 1987, and Gowan, to a certain extent, even as a very nostalgic act. I'm curious how you think it fits in as an American, because you never heard, I'm assuming, this song in 1987. It wasn't a big hit anywhere else. But as a Canadian watching that, I remember, and I saw this in the theater, actually, in Regina. And when, you know, they nice slow dissolve to the moonlight and this song plays and the sex scene's about to start, little round of applause, actually, because it's like, oh, that's absolutely note perfect. As an American, I imagine you have a much different perspective on that.
It's probably not that different of a take. So being that it's an 80s song that I've never heard, and I wasn't aware that it was an 80s song, right? This feels to me very much like Do You Want to Taste It from Peacemaker, in that it feels very 80s, but because I don't have that 80s nostalgia to it, I associate it with, oh, this is a band that sounds like they were trying to make 80s music, not a knock on them at all. And it fits it really surprisingly well. Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to taste it? So as somebody who's never heard the song before, that's kind of my reaction, is I love this as much as I love that for the very same reasons I love that.
That's interesting. Now, listening to this, you're a child of the 80s like myself. This didn't chart in America, but what do you think of the quality of it? Could have, if it got some airplay in the United States?
Not only that, I could picture this in a film like Lady Hawk. Like, there's certain 80s movies I could absolutely picture this song in and fitting in well. I put this in Legend with Tom Cruise at the end, during the end credits, and it's perfect for that.
Good call. And Lady Hawk, fantastic. Yeah, this would fit like a glove in that.
This is going to be blasphemy to you, Corey. But there is a sex scene in a movie that we have talked about on this show that I think this song could easily be the song for the sex scene from that movie.
Oh.
And the reason why it's blasphemy is it would have to replace a Queen song. But this would 100% fit in Highlander.
Oh, I wonder what Mark Meyer would say about that. I'm going to listen to the second verse, and I'm going to see if you're onto something. You may be. Oh, yeah, that fits in Highlander.
Yeah, if it's in Highlander, I would even put it in the club scene from Terminator when okay. Sarah Connor's dancing in the club and Reese finds her in the club to save her, right? I could picture her dancing in that 80s, shake your shoulders, shake your hips, snap your fingers kind of way along to this in the club.
Oh, interesting. We're getting Lawrence Gowan more work here. We should just anybody doing an 80s themed retro movie, call Gowan. He's got a lot of great songs, actually. But yeah, Moonlight Desires fits a ton of different motifs. Kind of a weird middle section there, but we're kind of getting back into it now.
Well, not only that, it's funny, you're asking what 80s things this fits into. I wouldn't like, and I Running Up the Hill just got a huge surge from Stranger Things, mm-hmm. right? But Max could have just as easily been listening to Gowan there, mm-hmm. right? Because if they're looking for a little known song, this song, especially when you intercut this with stuff with Vecna and chasing her all over the place, this would be a lot of fun for a creepy in the house on the other side, upside down chase scene.
Does it fit Max so much? I can see maybe Nancy listening to a song like this on the Walkman. Max, I think, is a little more off the beaten path, and that's why maybe Kate Bush fits her character a little more.
But she'd be an American listening to this, so it would be off the beaten path.
Okay. Yeah, it's something obscure, right? Like, oh, you guys don't know. Right.
But like, your point is, like, it was really popular in Canada. Yeah. But Max lives in the U.S., so this would not have been very well known. So it would have fit that very, very well.
Great point, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I wanted to tell you a little bit about how this movie came to be. You know, way back when, 2013, roughly, there was a contest that was started in Canada. It was called Cinecoup, C-O-U-P. And they kind of put the word out there like, hey, we'll give you like up to $2 million on a budget, or $1 million. I can't remember which one it is. And we'll show your movie in the Canadian theater chain Cineplex, you know, at a few screens here or there. So submit your best idea. And Lowell submitted, you know, Wolf Cop, Werewolf Policeman. And everyone in the country could vote for it. And he won in a landslide. Everybody wanted to see Wolf Cop. So that's how we got the funding to make the first Wolf Cop. And it was a Cinecoup production. It played in a few theaters. Like I said, I got to see it in Regina. And then, you know, a few years later, 2017, that led to another Wolf Cop, you know, which was released even internationally at different film festivals. It won in Austin, Texas. It won the Fantasia International Film Festival in Montreal. It won the Audience Award for Best Canadian Feature Film. And I know you're kind of a fan of another Wolf Cop, too. This is a sequel, if you ask me, that kind of got everything right. You know, it has a talking penis monster. And Lawrence Gowan actually is in another Wolf Cop. He plays the organ player at the hockey rink.
I want to try to sell people on the movie, too. Like, I think you're doing a good job. Well, look, if you're up for some gore, because it is a gory movie, and you can get past the gore in the movie, the humor and nostalgia of this movie are second to none. Where anything that you want to get, have that 80s feel, but be introduced to something new that feels very much like it belonged in the 80s and came from the 80s. Lowell does a great job for a 2014 film in creating something that delivers that vibe, you know, 75 times over, without feeling like he stole from anything. Like, it's not, you know, I've seen critics or people who think they're critics calling this film derivative. I don't think it's derivative at all. I think it does pay homage in a lot of ways to what we love about the 80s. I think it's a true love letter to the 80s. I think it's a true love letter to 80s gore as well. You gotta remember, there were a lot of great horror movies to come out of the 80s. You know, people might not consider them great, but horror fans certainly do. And they're very gory films, and they're all done with practical effects. And Lowell does not shy away from any of that. In fact, he delivers on what that should be like in 2014 by giving us a little bit more of an NC-17 flavor to some of it. But the humor hits in droves in this movie. And if you're not laughing, I question your grasp of humor, because Lowell handles this so deftly. I can't oversell it enough to you.
And to the point where Kevin Smith, a very popular filmmaker, his own self, appears uncredited as Mayor Bubba Rich in a few scenes in another Wolf Cop and does a fantastic job. Just a quick little note on that harmony there. That's actually Jeff Anderson from the band Yes. Legend has it that he was just walking through the studio, and Gowan had his door open in his studio, and he was mixing Moonlight Desires, and John Anderson heard it and said, hey, that sounds really cool. Can I add a melody to it? Made it up on the spot, and it made it on the record. So if you thought that kind of sounded familiar, yeah, that's actually John Anderson from the band Yes.
I really thought when you were saying Jeff Anderson recorded.
Did I say
this?
Jeff? Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to keep it in now, because I thought you were talking about Randall from Clerks. I'm like, holy shit, that's that dude from Clerks? He's phenomenal.
Hey, you know what? I'm sure Jeff Anderson could do a great melody line on this song, but it was actually John Anderson from the band Yes. My apologies.
All due respect to John Anderson, but Jeff Anderson, to bring it full circle, tremendous in a bunch of Kevin Smith movies. Kevin Smith in Wolf Cop 2, another Wolf Cop. So you should watch both of them, so that way you can bring it full circle too.
Absolutely. Time is a flat circle. All right, that's Moonlight Desires by Lawrence Gowan from the album Great Dirty World, featured in the 2014 film Wolf Cop. John, what's your pitch for Wolf Cop 3? If we can get Lowell on the phone and tell him, start up a GoFundMe or something, we want to help you make Wolf Cop 3. What's the pitch?
I don't just want Wolf Cop 3. Like, I'm greedy. Like, we started talking about this on our old show. I want Will to kind of do the MCU of classic horror monsters in modern day jobs, right? Like, I wouldn't mind a dentist who's a vampire. Yeah, yeah, you know, pick each one of the classic movie monsters and give them some kind of job, and then bring them together like the Avengers. Like, that's where my bar is at.
So what would the Frankenstein character do? What's his job?
Oh, he'd probably be a repairman.
Okay, like a mechanic or fridges?
Like, yeah, like a refrigerator repairman. Like, make it something where it's like he has a job, he shows up, and it's a very specific thing he fixes.
Okay. And then we could have the Mummy in there. You could have Invisible Man could have a part in there. Forget the Universal's Dark Universe that Tom Cruise and the leg tried getting off the ground. A Wolf Cop cinematic universe, I'm all in for that.
Yeah, you can make the creature like a fireman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's associated with water. That could be fun. you know, just have a lot of fun with it. But then bring them all together.
Yes.
Right? And if everybody could hashtag Aru, I believe it's hashtag A-R-R. Is it two O's or three O's, Corey?
I think it's two.
Yeah, and two O's. If you could hashtag that, talking about this episode, or your desire for Wolf Cop 3, or your reaction to seeing Wolf Cop, any of that, I'm sure Lowell will see it, because Lowell is constantly sharing that hashtag online. So let's see if we can make that hashtag viral as a thank you to Lowell for giving us such a gift with this movie.
Yes, and I got the official hashtag here. It is hashtag A-R-R-O-O-O. So it's three O's. So don't forget, one A, two R's, three O's. Let's get not only Wolf Cop 3, but the entire Wolf Cop cinematic universe off the ground. And I keep telling Lowell, like, if you do a Wolf Cop 3, which is going to come, he promised in the credits of Wolf Cop 2, please kill me in that movie. I would love to do. I'm a big fat guy. You'd have a lot of makeup guts. Give me a nice big cinematic death. You know, it's that is on my bucket list. That would just make my dreams come true.
I cannot wait to watch Corey die on screen. Several. I will rewind and replay that scene. Like, I just have it on the loop on one of my TVs in my home.
Perfect. All right, Johnny, where can the folks find you, and what do you got coming up?
Oh, you can find me on a little show called Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited with Scott Haskin and Corey Morissette, where they talk about their knowledge and their love of Aerosmith, and I listen to songs. It is a lot of fun, and I love it. And you can also find me at Jordan Mariano NY on Twitter.
There you have it. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Twitter at CD Morissette. And please go follow Lowell Dean on Twitter too. He is at Lolo Film on Twitter. Follow Lowell, let him know, you know, and seek out Wolf Cop and another Wolf Cop. You can't go wrong. They're great movies, and I cannot wait for Dark Match coming out this year. As soon as I hear more information on when it's coming out and stuff, I'm going to let people know on my Twitter feed, because everybody should go out and support Lowell and support this movie.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, if you like the stuff that we follow and you seek out Wolf Cop, another Wolf Cop, support Dark Match, because sight unseen, I guarantee you that's going to be a movie near and dear to all of our hearts.
Absolutely. Well said, John. And so, on behalf of John Mariano, my name is Corey Morissette. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time on Backtracks the Music.
I don't even know what it means, man, because I tell you, in that dream, I mean, he looked pretty, and it hurt so good. Go fish.
Lou, it's not... Hey, it's not how you play fish. You've been playing for like 3 hours. You should probably take one cart. take three card. Did you get a match? No, Lou, pump your fucking brake. Lou, this is not a good idea.
Robbery.
Lou, you're a wolf.
Cop.